Finance ministers from the 19 Eurozone countries will meet in Brussels today to consider whether Greece has made enough progress on economic reforms to release the next tranche of international bailout funds. On Sunday, the Greek parliament approved an unpopular overhaul of the country's tax and pension systems. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras stressed the importance of the Brussels meeting.
I would like to say, without big words and fanfare, since a very difficult and complex negotiation is in progress, Monday is a very important day. After 6 long years that European institutions were meeting to discuss Greek crisis, and they were only talking about austerity measures, on Monday the Eurogroup is meeting, having the Greek debt relief in its daily agenda.
Millions of Filipinos are voting in a presidential election that could see a tough-talking provincial mayor become the next head of state. The front-runner, 71-year-old Rodrigo Duterte, has stirred up the electorate with a pugnacious campaign which includes threats to kill thousands of criminals. From Manila, here's Jonathan Head.
Elections in the Philippines are a huge logistical exercise, but after 30 years of democracy in this country, the process is generally well-run and well understood by the voters who've been flocking to polling stations this morning. What's less certain this time is the outcome. After 6 years of steady and capable leadership under President Benigno Aquino, the front runner in this campaign is the outspoken and controversial mayor, Rodrigo Duterte, who's promising not just a very tough approach to crime, but also radical changes to the structure of the country.
Meanwhile, 7 people have been shot dead in an ambush on a convoy of vehicles in the Philippines. The attack took place hours before voting began in a region close to the capital, Manila, that election officials have called an area of concern because of political rivalries. A BBC team has been expelled from North Korea because of coverage which displeased the authorities. They had been in Pyongyang to cover a rare meeting of the Workers' Party Congress. We get more details in this report from Steve Evans from Pyongyang.
The team were due to leave Pyongyang at the end of last week, but were detained just as the 3 were about to board their flight. They were then taken to a hotel and held there. The reporter, Rupert Wingfield Hayes, was interrogated by teams of questioners over 8 hours. The regime in Pyongyang was displeased with a series of television and online reports which highlighted aspects of life there in North Korea.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The man who's hoping to become the main opposition candidate for the presidency of the Democratic Republic of Congo is to appear before a prosecutor on Monday to answer allegations that he hired foreign mercenaries. Lawyers for Moise Katumbi said the former governor of the mineral-rich Katanga state was served a summons on Saturday when his house was searched by members of the elite Republican Guard. Mr. Katumbi has denied the charges. More than 300 economists have signed a letter to world leaders saying there is no justification for the existence of tax havens, which they say fuel corruption. Rob Young has more details.
The economists say Britain has sovereignty over about a third of the world's tax havens and so should ensure this Thursday's anti-corruption summit leads to a global agreement to make public the real beneficial owners of all companies. They also want businesses to be forced to publish the profits they make and the tax they pay in each and every country. The government says it aims to step up global action to expose, punish and drive out corruption, and says it has led the way on tackling tax evasion and avoidance.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron is expected to warn that peace in Europe could be at risk if Britain votes to leave the EU. In what correspondents say will be his most forceful intervention yet in the debate, Mr. Cameron will argue that the EU has helped bring together countries that had been, as he put it, at each other's throats for decades. The referendum will be held next month. A Chinese businesswoman is due in court in the Tanzanian city of Dar es Salaam on Monday, charged with running a criminal network that smuggled ivory to Asia. Prosecutors say Yang Fengklang, known as the Ivory Queen, directed an illegal business that killed elephants in game reserves for their tusks. She denies the charges. That's the latest BBC World News.